Hello, this is Johnny.
Hi, Jonathan. Hi, this is Jason calling from Local Splash. So sorry for calling back just now, but we missed your call during lunch today, and I'm just reaching out to check if you have any questions or if you have any concerns with your services or with Local Splash.
Awesome. Yeah, I was just calling to see if you guys got my pictures. So I sent you guys the cities that I want to take care of. I sent you guys pictures of what I want on my website, and then I also sent a certain picture that I want for my logo, because we don't have a logo on there. You'll see it says All Day Fence Repair and then the phone number and everything, so that way.
All right, let me just double check. Okay, one moment. Did you all send them via email or
Yeah, I sent it by email.
Okay, let me just check real quick.
So yeah, what else was it? I think I need to get verified still through Google. I could have swore I already did it before with you guys, but it might have been another advertising company then. If you guys still don't have that. But we can go step by step, that way we're not all over the place right now.
Okay. And by the way, can you confirm the email that you used to send those pictures and attachments?
Yeah, it was allbayfencerepair@gmail.com.
Okay, all right.
Well, that's if I sent it to something that I wasn't supposed to, but I know it said Local Splash when I clicked on on your guys' email thing. I went under
right.
Local Splash, and I went to the email part, and then I sent them all over.
Actually, we got them, but the problem is, let me see. It looks like the photos are like screenshots, you know what I mean? Like you took a screenshot of the photos.
Yeah,
but not exactly save the raw file. You know what I mean? Like, because if I click on the photos, it's very small. Let me see. But we got them. Okay, we got them. All right. And also, let me see. You sent them on separate emails, right?
I think I started sending some on my personal email, and then I realized like that I told you guys that I only want to use my business email. So then I remembered that, and I started sending them over on my business email.
Okay. All right. We got both emails. Also, the cities that you want to target: Livermore, Pleasanton, San Ramon, Dublin. Okay. And things my company provides: power washing, staining, welding, small repairs. Okay, I got them. Anyway, I will forward this to our team, okay, if they can work with the photos. Because, again, as what I've seen, these are just screenshots and not the actual. I mean, they're the same, but I mean,
yeah.
The way they were taken, there's like a black border, if you know what I mean. Like, you know.
Around the picture.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. So you guys wouldn't be able to, like, zoom in to not get the live portion?
Right.
Cool. If not, I'll just have... The reason why I did it like that is because I have the pictures all scattered in my phone. So I thought it'd be either just a screenshot of them, and then they'll all be at the top, and that way I could send them over. Because the way I was making it before, I would upload one, and then I have to go scroll all the way down through my phone to find all the pictures. Like, it would just keep... It was pretty annoying, so I thought this would work. But, if it doesn't work, just let me know as soon as possible, and that way we can get it rolling. Because I should have been on top of this already before, but I've been pretty busy. Mm-hmm. Now I'm really slow, so now I've been doing it before.
Yeah, I know what you were trying to do. I know. Like, if the photos are scattered and, you know, you can't send them at the same time because they're far apart from each other, so you just took a screenshot so that they'll be on top. Mm-hmm. But actually, you can just... you know, like, long press or tap on the picture and then select, you select all. And then after you select all, there should be an option that says share. So all of those photos that you selected can be emailed. But I will talk to our team if they can, work with these photos. If not, then we will let you know, if there's a need for us to really get those raw file or raw material.
I think what I'm gonna do is just actually just take my time and just send them over correctly. I just don't want to waste any time on it. Other than that, I think we got everything pretty much good to go, other than whoever I talked to before, they were saying something about the Google verification. I guess do I still need to do that, or...
Yes, I just checked on your account. It still needs verification. But I will inform our Google business team, okay? Let me check right now. One moment.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't have the link anymore. I had the link earlier, and then I checked, and I can't find it. So I was just like, what happened?
Okay. Let me see. Actually, you can just log into your Google Business profile.
Like I said, I've done it before. I've already, and it was like probably like 3 months ago when I did it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, for verification, sometimes Google, requires re-verification if you made some major changes or updates to your Google Business profile. Or, if you added some information or, like, if you change address, then those are the reasons I know that will prompt you to, to go to a re-verification process again.
Okay. So you think I'm in the clear then, right? Like, I don't need to do it again?
You need to do it. It says here that you still need to get verified. So... what you can do is you can go to business.google.com/locations, and then it should redirect you to your Google Business page.
Okay, let me write that down. So I need to make sure. So what was it called again?
Just type business.google.com/locations.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. You go to business.google.com/locations, you'll see there your Google Business profile name, and then the status. If it's verified, it will say verified, but in your case it says verification needed. So you'll just have to click on the button get verified or verification needed, and it will take you to the process of you know, doing the video verification. Right now, it's asking you to do video verification.
Okay. Well, yeah, the good thing is I remember how to do it pretty good, so.
Okay.
I'm going to get started on it right now, so that way I can hopefully send all this out. And you guys can work on it. I think you guys clock out at 4 o'clock, right?
Right. But yeah, as soon as you send the video or do the video, Google will get in touch with us if, you know, if it was successful, if it's successful or not, or if there's a need for you to redo the video. So, no worries.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it will probably take some time for Google to respond because they don't actually reply. I mean, if it's successful, then that would be great, but, you know, sometimes it takes for them some time to process the video verification. So, yeah, just we'll let you know if it went through or not, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. You too.